We at Brilliance Audio received the following phone call from one of our editors, Michael Merriweather, in July 2005. Once we heard it, we knew we had to share this story with you immediately. Michael has been in England since then, searching for more lost manuscripts written by the mysterious Ulysses Moore. We thank you for taking this adventure with us. We have no idea where it will end up.
I know you all thought I was crazy coming to England to search for Ulysses Moore and his manuscripts, but I am onto something. I'm sure of it. I am now in the town of Zenor because I can't find Kilmore Cove, where Ulysses is said to live, on the map. I'm not sure it even exists. There is grave danger here. I've asked many people about Ulysses. Their faces just go white. Then today I found a trunk at my door, and inside was a manuscript written by Ulysses Moore himself. It's in some sort of code, but I'm slowly figuring out how to translate it. The manuscript tells the story of three kids who stumble upon something very powerful and maybe dangerous. I am fascinated. Once I finish this translation, I urge you to get this out to the kids of America. We need their help in order to solve this mystery. Who is Ulysses Moore? There are more manuscripts out there. I just know it. I must go. I will write or call again soon. Michael Merriweather.
Ulysses Moore, The Door to Time. Chapter 1, Argo Manor. The house appeared suddenly from around the bend. Its stone tower rose up like a finger pointing at the sky. It was framed by the grey-blue sea. "Wow!" gasped Mrs. Covenant. Behind the